This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March 18, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Tuesday, March 18, 2014 will now come to order. The first item on the agenda is correction and approval of minutes for the meeting of March 6, 2014. Madam Vice Chair, do we have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair. With respect to agenda document number 1419, I move to adopt it. Minutes for the open session held on March 6, 2014.
Motion is to approve the minutes for March 6, 2014. Any comments or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. The second item on the agenda, well, let's see here. Madam Vice Chair, I believe there is a late submitted document.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda document number 14-20, fiscal year 2014 management plan.
The motion is for approval of the late submitted document, the FY14 management plan. Document number 14-20. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Judy, you're on a roll. So the next item is the fiscal year 14 management plan. And we have our Chief Financial Officer, Judy Burning. Judy, did you want to discuss this at all? Did you want to make a presentation of this?
Well, I think everybody has seen it. I've previously sent this out, and it's based on the discussions we've had through the various committees, including the Finance Committee, and it's a pretty high-level document describing amounts by divisions and then by category, by object class category. And this is the document that also is summarized at an even higher level for the baseline programming document that's submitted to Congress.
And it is the broader document, the baseline for programming and transfer authorities, that goes to Congress this afternoon?
That's correct.
Okay. I guess I would just like to comment that underlying this management plan is a more detailed allocation of resource document that the Commission has agreed upon. And I, just for the benefit of the press here, it includes the hiring of 7 new Reports Analysis Division analysts. It includes addressing priorities for improving and addressing information technology priorities. Then I want to commend Commissioner Walther for taking the lead on addressing those matters. And there are other priorities in the building as well that we're able to do with new money that we've been appropriated. And are there any comments or questions regarding the management plan or the allocation of resources underlying it before we move to a motion? Okay. Madam Vice Chair, do we have a motion?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the Commission approve agenda document 14-20, the fiscal year 2014 management plan.
The motion is for approval of the management plan in document number 14-20. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes by a vote of 6-0. The next item on our agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2014-1, Solano County, United Democratic Central Committee. I apologize for if this is late notice, but this matter has been requested to be held over to give a little more time to review the details of it, and we're going to hold that over to our next open meeting. The next item on the agenda, a fourth item, is draft final rules and explanation and justification for technical corrections to Title 11 of the Code of Federal Regulations. I have one question of Office of General Counsel. Have we received any public comments regarding these technical changes?
No, we have not received any comments on the draft.
Okay, thank you.
Nobody cares.
Any comments regarding the technical corrections, Commissioner Hunter?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We asked the FEC staff to help us with any technical corrections to the rules, and just wanted to recognize that we did have a number of you participate with very helpful suggestions, so thank you for that. Dan Buckley, Katie Higginbotham, Lauren Leanne, Brad Matheson, Molly Metzler-Neuenhaus, Dwayne Pugh, Zanim Smith, Jody Winship, and Dorothy Yeager. So thank you to all of you who submitted your suggestions. We appreciate it very much.
Madam Vice Chair.
And I would just like to second the appreciation of the Regulations Commission to those committee to those of you who provided suggestions. While this may not be the biggest regulation that we will do this year or the most significant, it is very significant that we have gone forward. Stop laughing. We have gone forward and we've done something early. So thank you very much. And thanks to all the help that, for those of you who provided suggestions.
Is there a motion? Oh, we don't.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Is there anybody else that has questions, maybe? No? Okay. I move that the Commission approve the technical corrections to various provisions in Title 11 of the Code of Federal Regulations as set forth in Agenda Document Number 14-16 and authorize the Office of the General Counsel to make any necessary technical and conforming edits and to publish these technical corrections in the Federal Register.
Any comments or questions regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes by a vote of 6-0. The next item on our agenda today is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Audit of State Democratic Executive Committee of Alabama. SDA A11-22 and agenda document number 14-18. I understand Nicole Burgess and Kendrick Smith of the Audit Division with Tom Hintermeister are here. And I take it you have a presentation to make?
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, all. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the State Democratic Executive Committee of Alabama. This memorandum presents one matter, finding one record keeping for employees. For 2009 and 2010, the audit staff identified payments to the State Democratic Executive Committee of Alabama employees totaling $279,429, for which monthly payroll logs were not maintained. All of these individuals were paid with an allocation of federal and non-federal funds and disclosed on Schedule H. Or exclusively with non-federal funds during a given month. The audit staff recommends that the Commission find that the State Democratic Executive Committee of Alabama failed to maintain logs to document the time employees spent on federal election activity for employees, totaling $279,429. Thank you.
What was the total paid exclusively with non-federal funds for certain months?
$30,499.
And that's $30,499 of the total $279,429?
Yes.
Any questions or comments of Ms. Burgess?
Just one comment at the risk of sounding like a broken record, but I want to reiterate what I've mentioned before, that the audit doesn't identify the amount that each committee paid to contract workers for which the committees did not maintain logs documenting the time that those workers spent on federal election activity. And it's my view that this information should be included in the record-keeping finding.
Any questions or comments? Madam Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Yes. in A11-22, State Democratic Executive Committee of Alabama. There are two motions. I move approval of the recommendation for the record-keeping finding as set forth in agenda document number 14-18, including the failure to keep monthly time logs for the $279,429 in payroll consisting of payments allocated between federal and non-federal funds and 100% non-federal payments, subject to an amendment to include the $110,908 paid to contract workers.
Any questions or comments regarding the pending motion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
No. The motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioners Weintraub, Walther, and Vice Chair Ravel voting yea, and Commissioners Hunter, Peterson, and Goodman voting no.
Next motion. In A11-22, State Democratic Executive Committee of Alabama, I move approval of the recommendation for the record-keeping finding as set forth in agenda document number 14-18 related to the failure to keep monthly time logs for the $248,930 in payroll allocated between federal and non-federal funds. And I further move that the audit division be directed to include in the proposed final audit report an additional issue section addressing the $30,499 for 100% non-federal payments.
Madam Secretary, do you mean to repeat that, or do you? Okay.
No, thank you.
Any questions or comments regarding the pending motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the benefit of people who aren't following, we're kind of collapsing these two issues. There's the contract workers issue, which the Vice Chair and Commissioner Walther and I think ought to be included, and that was the first motion. And in the second motion, we also believe the $30,499 in non-federal payments required records and as recommended by our audit division, and those should have been included in the finding. But we're cutting to the chase here with this motion to move that to the additional issues section, because we could have done this in three motions, but we're doing it in two, on the assumption that there would not have been support for a motion to take out the contract workers but keep in the non-federal payments. So we're just kind of, as I said, cutting to the chase and moving that to additional issues, because we knew there wouldn't be support for that in the main document. So, as I said, we could have done that in three motions, but we kind of collapsed it, and that's why our motion says move it to additional issues, although we actually believe it should have been in the main body of the report as recommended by the auditors. And I hope that actually added clarity and not more confusion.
Any other questions or comments of commissioners? Hearing none, all in favor of the pending motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. This brings us to the last item on today's agenda, Ms. Orok. Are there any management or administrative matters which the commission must address today?
There are none.
Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.